from KQED.
For decades, nature lovers have been working to expand the space around the Los Angeles River and restore it to something that looks more like parkland than a cement barrier by the water. Last month, the city of Glendale approved a $1.5 million upgrade for the Glendale Narrows, an undeveloped stretch of land that will eventually join a 52-mile-long bike path along the watershed. Colin Berry has the story.
If you're looking at a map of Los Angeles, the Glendale Narrows traces the northeast corner of Griffith Park, where the I-5 and 134 freeways intersect. Here, the river takes a sharp bend, turning southeast past Glendale on its way towards downtown. The setting is gritty, with garbage and graffiti here and there, and a homeless camp hidden under a bridge. Located just a few hundred feet off the roadway, the Narrows is a part of L.A. few ever see, and even fewer get to hear. Along the river, it's easy to forget you're in the middle of urban L.A. Among the willows and grasses are ducks, geese, swallows, egrets, and if you're lucky, a great blue heron. Kimball Garrett is an ornithologist at the L.A. County Natural History Museum.
Well, the Glendale Narrows is better habitat than one finds along much of the remaining L.A. River for aquatic and woodland birds, because the high water table there meant that the bottom could never be paved, and that allows a variety of trees and shrubs to grow in the channel.
Garrett says this combination of fast and slow-moving water is unusual.
That is better for some of the diving birds, some of the birds that like the marshy habitats that grow up around the pools. So things like red-winged blackbirds, common yellowthroats, the black-necked stilts.
On the river's west side, a steady stream of runners, horseback riders, and bicyclists use the existing fitness trail. Aurora Lamillo is here with her sister, riding a loop through Griffith Park.
We know the area, so we're really comfortable. And we think it's really safe, you know, to bike through the inside of the park and bike through the LA River. So, you know, expanding it, it's going to be great.
Across the river, the Glendale expansion reflects a decade-long orchestration between a dozen regional agencies and nonprofits. Dave Ahern, Design Development Director for the Glendale Parks Department, says getting everyone on board took some wrangling and a number of easements.
DreamWorks owns property there. Disney owns property there. We own property there. And you have to get easement or right-of-way across all those properties within the city of Glendale jurisdiction.
Northeast Trees is a local nonprofit of landscape architects and environmental scientists designing the plantings and building the mini parks along the Narrows. Sonia Nicholson is the project manager.
Well, the short-term goal is to make improvements. Right now there's an 8-foot difference between the entry at the west end and the river levee, and so part of our project is providing access for bikes, equestrians, and pedestrians.
Even as cities across California face budget crises, the state, the city of Glendale, and the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy have put up most of the money for Phase 1, which creates a paved path along the stretch. Phase 2 adds another half mile. Nicholson says it's not much.
But when you start linking it to the other parts of the river, the other bike path on the other side, Phase 3 involves building a pedestrian bridge from Glendale to Griffith Park across the river. So this is like a link in the chain.
Another link is to the region's history. Dave Ahern of Glendale's Parks Department says the Narrows was the earliest source of water for the Pueblo de Los Angeles, the original Spanish settlement here in the 1780s.
It's got great history. It's going to have great recreation for now. And it also reflects this ongoing effort to revitalize the river in Los Angeles and Glendale and Long Beach and other cities along the river. So part of a much bigger plan. We only have a 1-mile stretch, but for us it's pretty important.
When it's done, the LA Riverwalk will extend all the way from Canoga Park to Long Beach, more than 50 miles. Construction on the Narrows begins in July, with Phase 1 to be completed by next spring. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry.
That's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. Our interns are Thomas Gorman, Devin Katayama, Kristen Torres, and Mike Anderson. We had production help from Rory Gallagher. Gabriel Cohn is our online editor. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. Raul Ramirez is the executive producer. I'm Rachel Miro. Scott Schaefer returns next week. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2011 Leadership Awards at www.irvine.org, the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families, online at www.calendow.org, and the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The SunPower Corporation, online at sunpowersolar.com.